Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Suzanne Knabe-Nicole from Police Science Doctor with your weekly dose of police science snippets. These are bits of information that I've extracted from academic research findings that I think and hope will be useful to some or many of you around the globe, basically depending on what role you're doing. Some of them will be relevant to you, some of them won't be relevant, but there are three every week. So I go through a lot of published research and check to see what I think might be applicable and practical for you to put into practice or start thinking about applying in your job straight away. I talk to them about them here on social media, and I also email them straight into your inbox every Tuesday with a link to the original research. Now, you can only get that if you are on the Police Science Doctor email list and you've made sure I've got your email so I can send you these every week. It's free to do so and you won't get any spam. It's just for me to send you these bits of information. And if you don't want to stay on the list, you can leave at any time. You will also get access to the read page on the Police Science Doctor website from which you can download all the previous snippets and also some transcripts for the videos on the website. Today, as usual, three snippets to tell you about. The first one is about relapse on probation. This study examined gender differences in revocation and relapse of probationers diagnosed with a substance use disorder, mental health disorder, or co-occurring disorder who were court-ordered for treatment. A lack of family support was the strongest predictor of revocation for both groups, though notably stronger for women. Inpatient treatment of at least 180 days had the greatest effect in reducing relapse and revocation for women, and half of both genders had been revoked within 18 months. So family support and also inpatient long-term support, 180 days, are the best predictors for keeping someone on the straight and narrow when they're on probation. Now, the second article today is about geographic profiling in policing. I have to admit, it's a bit of a self-plug here because this is actually my own article. So this is my very first academic article that was published. So far, I have two book chapters in Professor Lawrence Allison's and Lee Rainbow's Professionalizing Offender Profiling. I've written two chapters in there. I have also contributed to this year's edition of the Blackstone's Policing Handbook. But this is my first academic article. This is what it looks like: existing understanding of geographic profiling within UK policing. So self-plug, it's open access. And the previous article was open access as well, so you can all read the whole thing. It's published in Cogent Social Sciences. So the snippet for my article is, some of the principles of geographic profiling are already ingrained in investigative decision-making in UK policing, whilst others are not currently applied by the police. The police are therefore a very promising cohort to deliver geographic profiling training to, as that knowledge integrates well with what they already do, but there is more within geographic profiling that could and should be employed by them. The extent of missed opportunities is currently unknown. By that, I mean that we have no idea if we retrospectively applied geographic profiling to some unsolved cases, how many of those we could actually solve. And the third and final snippet for this week is about humane interrogation. The techniques used to interrogate individuals suspected of a crime can profoundly impact the decisions to confess, cooperate, or disclose information. Remember, suspects are not always guilty. The study compared strategies characterized by humanity and rapport with confrontation and dominance control. Respondents who reported experiencing humane strategies were more likely to confess, cooperate completely, and disclose incriminating information than the other group. Humane interrogation strategies are likely the most productive strategy to adopt in criminal investigations. So we don't use dominant, hostile, and adversarial interview techniques here in the UK. It's illegal, and we don't even call them interrogation. When we speak to suspects, we call this investigative interviewing or suspect interviewing, because we are so much against the whole dominant, domineering, accusatory, hostile approach, and it doesn't work. The evidence tells us that time and again. So I hope there was something in there that was interesting or relevant to your role. If there wasn't this week, fear not, you have access. If you join the Police Science Doctor email list, you will have access to all the previous 169 snippets as PDFs, and I hope there will be something for you there. And I'll speak to you again next week. Have a good time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful.
You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.